JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 24, The Period of the Gaonim.
When the Talmud was completed in the 6th century, most of the Jews in the world lived in the Mediterranean basin and in the Near East, especially in Iraq, Persia, which is now Iran, and in Lebanon, Syria. It was a small Jewish population in the land of Israel, and they were persecuted bitterly by the Byzantine Christians. Had it not been for the rise of Islam, the Byzantine Christians would have completed a genocide of the Jews in the land of Israel and perhaps in the Middle East generally. But in the 7th century, Muhammad arrives on the scene, proclaims a new religion, Islam, and Muhammad is convinced that the Jews somehow will adopt this new religion of his because it has none of the idolatry that was associated with early Christianity. The mosque has no statues, no forms, no symbols. And it's a completely monotheistic religion, worshiping only Allah. So he was convinced that the Jews were going to take it as he presented it. He was vastly disappointed when the Jews did not accept Islam and remained Jews. And therefore, then he had very negative things to say about the Jews. So if you look in the Quran, there are wonderful things that are said about Jews, and there are terrible things that are said about Jews. And you can really pick and choose whatever you want. Islam conquers all, the entire Middle East, North Africa, the Iberian Peninsula of Spain. Islam reigns supreme. And it would have taken over Europe had it not been defeated finally and turned back by Charles Martel. Now, at this time, the rulers of Israel, I'm talking about the people of Israel, were the heads of the academies of learning in Iraq, in Babylonia, and they were called the Gaonim. From the 6th century through the 11th century, for 500 years, they were the ones that decided Jewish policy. They were the ones that decided what was acceptable in halakha and what was not. They gave the guidance to the Jewish people, and they were the heads of the academies that existed at that time. The entire scholarship of the Jewish people, so to speak, was invested in them and in their schools. Thanks for watching. I'm Beryl Wein.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.